The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Begin Ha'ed Ben Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ad Shilema Miki Ben Jami. Enna Refanador for the Nefesh or for the Guf 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 for We are starting with the words Higia Lakipah. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines before they get wide. And it's a quote from the Mishnah. Higia Lakipah Makom Shema'amidim Ba Avodat Kochavim. So we learned in the Mishnah, they used to build the bathhouses. The bathhouses used to have like a dome. And in that area of the dome, they used to put an Avodah Zarah called Aphroditi. So the Mishnah said, when you get to that kippah, that section, you're not allowed to help them build it, because that's where they put their Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Amar bi Azamar bi Hanan, Im bana Sekharom Mutar. But if he built it for them, he could take the payment. Sekharom Mutar. His payment is permissible. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Mishamshe Avodat Kochavinen. ומשמשה עבודת כוכבים בין רבי ישמעאל בין רבי עקיבא אינם אסורים עד שיעבדו. If we have a halakha, it says עבודה זרה itself is אסור. It's a מחלוקת when in עבודה זרה becomes אסור. It depends who makes it. Some say that if Israel makes the עבודה זרה for himself, it's אסור immediately. And if a goy makes Avodah Zarah for himself, it's not asur until he actually serves it. And one rabbi says the exact opposite. So it's a machloka by the Avodah Zarah itself. But everybody agrees that by Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, that something that's only being built to serve the Avodah Zarah, that the money is mutar. And this kippah is not Avodah Zarah. The dome is just built at the houses of Avodah Zarah. So it's called Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. So what's the hadush? Of course it's mutar. What does the Gemara have to come and tell me in the name of Rabbi Azad, the name of Rabbi Hanan, that's Sikharom mutar? Of course Sikharom mutar. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar b'limiya lo nitzlecha ena l'avodat kukavim atzma. So he comes along and says, it's talking about the Avodah Zarah itself. That they actually did the Avodah Zarah itself, and therefore the hadush is that the money that they made for making the Avodah Zarah is mutar. Where's the way? Hanicha leman de'amar avodat kuchavim shi Yisrael asura miyad v'shel ovid kuchavim ad sheta'aved shapir. Which is a quality opinion that says that the avodah zarah of goyim is not asur until they actually serve it. Good, so hey, you made this avodah zarah for the goyim, they didn't serve it yet, therefore shcharom mutar. However, el leman de'amar shel ovid kuchavim asura miyad. But according to the opinion that says the Avodah Zarah of the Goyim is Asur immediately, my Ika Lememar, what are you going to say? Because it's Asur. So how could you tell me you can benefit from the money? Ela Amar Abba, Bar'ula, Don Etzlecha, Ela Bemakush Aharon. So we're talking about over here, the last blow. Makush Aharon is the last bang of the Avodah Zarah. Why? What does that mean? Avodat kuchavim man kagarimna. What makes the Avodah Zarah an Avodah Zarah? Gemar melacha. It's the final blow of the hammer. The ematavya gemar melacha. And when is the last blow of the hammer? When is the last melacha, the last final touches? The makush aharon. At the last bang of the hammer. Makush aharon lebe shave peruta. And therefore, the last blow of the hammer, at that point, it's not worth the shave peruta. So therefore, until the last blow, it's not called Avodah Zarah. So to get paid for that point, up until that point, no problem, you didn't do Avodah Zarah yet. So what really makes the Avodah Zarah? The last bang in the hammer. The last bang in the hammer, how much is it worth? Nothing. It's worth less than the Shvei Peruta. And therefore, it's no problem. You're getting less than the Shvei Peruta, it's okay. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. If it's less than the Shvei Peruta, it's okay to benefit from Avodah Zarah. Tosfot will question that in a second. Look at Rashi. She says, "Man kagarim la dekarot avodat kuchavim." What makes the avodat zara called an avodat zara? Makush aharon, makat kunas aharon, the last bang of the hammer. Led be shave peruta hilkach share, which means therefore it's permissible. The schirut shahar makoshet lo mitzar. The other bangings that he did until the last one is not a suda. Who loves kara avodat kuchavimu? It's an Avodah Zarah until that point. Because Sabah Rabbi Azar Yishnah the Schirut Mitchilah Ve'atzof. Now we have to point this out. I was going to say this. There's a concept, there's a big machloket in the Gemara and Kiddushin. When a person gets paid, how do you consider the guy's payment? Do we say Yishnan Schirut Mitchilah Ve'atzof, or do you say Yishnam Schirut Lebasof? What does that mean? When is the person owed the money? So one shita says, you're not owed the money until you finish the job. Yishnam schirut lebasof. You finish the job, now you owe the money. According to that opinion, so it's going to be a problem in this Avodah Zarah. Because you're not owed the money until the last blow. Once you get the last, now you're owed the $200 in one shot. That's already Shavei Pirutah. That's already Nehne from Avodah Zarah. But if you hold like the opinion that says that Yishnam schirut mitchilah ve'atzof, which means every blow that you do, okay, I owe you a dollar, now I owe you another dollar, now I owe you another dollar, and it gradually builds up. So therefore, before the last blow, you were owed already $199.99. By the time you got to the last item, so that last penny is added. That last penny is not Shavei Pirutah, and therefore it's mutar. So you have to say that this is going according to the opinion that says, Yishnam Nishrim Mitchilah Ve'atzof, that it gradually builds up. So the Gemara says that. Gemara says, Alma Kasavar, you have to say Yeshnam Neskirut Mitchilah Ve'ad. So you know where that Gemara said? It's good to review that Gemara. That's Gemara Kedushin. She brings it down. The Gemara Kedushin over there is talking about a guy that goes to a lady, and he says, make for me jewelry. He gives him the jewelry, or she goes to the man, make for me some type of takshitim. He makes the jewelry. Now it costs money to make the jewelry. So now at the end, when she comes to pick up the jewelry, he says, "Areat mikudeshet li." Not with the jewelry, because the jewelry belongs to her, but with the money that you owe me, with the money that you owe me for making the jewelry for you. Now, if you say Yeshnam Neskirut Lebesof, so no problem. At that point, he's giving her, he owes her now $200 for the service, and he's giving her that money back. He's being more kind of that money. So but the money's there right now. Mashiach says, B'tchilah Ve'atzof, so therefore he owes her already, which is she owes him already $199, or $200. So now already it's a loan, and the loan is not to be Mekadesh with a loan. If you say it's happening now at the end when the job is done, it's Mekadesh, it's something that's here now. It's not a loan. I'm not forgiving you on a loan that whatever's here now. You owe me right now $200, I'm more chayyur at $200. That's Besof. But if you say Mitchilah Ve'atzof, so then already it's not now. It's already from something before. By the time I give you the jewelry, you owed me already $199. That's Malveh. Mekadesh B'Malveh. So the same thing Obeah was saying, that the Hadush of the Rabbi was what? That when does the Avodah Zarah become an Avodah Zarah? The last bang. The last bang is not a Shavei Peruta. Until that point, it's not Avodah Zarah. So you can get paid for it. You can get paid for the Avodah Zarah based on this principle. Tosfot just points out, in Dibur HaMetzil Makush Acharon, Let Be Shavei Peruta, Vim Tomar, Mekom Makom Alo, Asu Le'anot, Medemei Avodah Kuhavim, Afilu Bachom Shavei Peruta. So there's a question, even if it's less than a Shavei Peruta, it's Asur. What do I care? Avodah Zarah, you cannot have any anaha. ואם כן, נמצא איסור מעורע בשכרו, ושום כיוון בשום מכוס זה האחרון, לא היה עובד כוכבים נותן ממנו מסכילתו פחות, אם כן, אין לו עליו שכר עבודה כוכבים כלל. Which means, the goy would not have diminished from the pay, even if the guy didn't make the last blow. Which means, for that last bang, he's paying him the same amount. So it's really worth nothing. It's not even anaha at all, because the goy really wouldn't let the guy give it to me like this. So you didn't finish, I'll pay the same money that I owe you. So therefore, the maaseh is going to be mutar. Okay, now we go to the next mishnah. Ve'en osim tachshitim avodat kuchavim. You're not allowed to make tachshitim jewelry for the avodah zarah. Katlaot. Katlaot is like necklaces. They are chokers that they put around the avodah zarah for the avodah zarah. Ve'nezamim is types of earrings. Ve'tabaot is rings. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bischar Mutar. What does it mean, Bischar Mutar? Secharo Mutar. That if they pay you for it, it's okay. Now this is hard to understand. That what? Rabbi Elazar is coming along to say, if you made these things for Avodah Zarah, the money is going to be okay? That's hard to understand. How can you say the money for, you're making takshitim mamash for the Avodah Zarah? They're putting it around Avodah Zarah itself. How can the Rabbi Elazar say that the ischar is mutar? So look at the Tosafot. The Tosafot over here is on the Higiyah Lekipah. It's in a different place where it belongs. The Itzifarim de Garse, En Osim Takshitim of the Kukhavim, Katlaot Nizamim Vitabot, Rabbi Elazar Omer Mutar. Achen Nere de Lo Garas. Since they get that Gersa out of here. The law, Mr. Yetir Shum Tana La'atzul Ketailat Takshitim Takshitim Avodah Kukhavim. So first of all, Tosfot said there was a Gersa out there, Rabbi Elazar says Mutar. You can even make the items. It's Chas V'Shalom, there cannot be a Tana in the world that's going to matir to make Takshitim for Avodah Zarah. Ve'en lo adeshar Rabbi Elazar b'shum Eva. Maybe you'll tell me because of Eva. Because we don't want to have the bad relations with the goyim, so therefore it's okay. Just like we're going to say later on, that it's permissible to be a midwife for a goyah to give birth, even though we don't want to bring a goyim, but for shalom, for eva. So maybe say the same thing over here. The Lord Ami, that and badai ika eva. Over there, for sure, there's eva. How are you going to get away from there? You're the guy's a doctor. He's all going to take care of the Jewish patients. You can tell them, Beferush, listen, this is forbidden for me. Not to help them, you're standing there. You're not going to help them. My shake it over there, over here, it's a problem. Or maybe you'll have like Abu Girsa. The Bidiyavad is coming to tell me that if you got paid for making them takshit, Scharo Mutar, Timken, Hainu Rabbi Azara Amora. The Gemara is going to say that that's the opinion of Rabbi Azara and Amora later on. The Gemara Damar in Banat Scharo Mutar and Reish, Eloya Katub, Besiv Rabbi Shlomo, his Rashi must not have this Kesa either, Medelo Piresh Mai Katlaot. Which means Rashi Bab didn't have it all because he doesn't have any Dibur of Masil explaining this Mishnah. And therefore the Masil wants to scratch Rabbi and Azar from the Mishnah, not that he's allowing it, and not that he's even allowing the money, but the Abad. Comes Gemara and says, Mokhrim Nahem, and Mokhrim Nahem, big difference, and Mokhrim Nahem, Bimichoba Le Karka. You're not allowed to sell a goy land, something that's attached to the ground. Gemara will show us why. Ava Mokher Hu Mishi Katsitz. You can sell him once already he was detached. You chopped the tree down, so it's permissible. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mokheru Almenat Lakut. You can sell it to Almenat, then you're going to cut it. Because then it's already considered. Cut it right, and therefore it's okay. But again, yeah, it's Omer the Katsitz. So if the guy's going to, if he's selling him a tree, but the purpose of the tree is to cut the tree, that's okay. But to sell him real estate itself is going to be Asur. How do we know this? I mean, how do we, the Gemara's going right to the end. How do you know you're not to sell a goy? Karka. Amar b'Yosef b'Hanina, de Amar kera lo techonim. Pasuk in the Torah. Lo teten lahem chaniya b'karka. Do not give them a chaniya, a place in the land, a place to rest in the land. Lo techonim, lo teten lahem chaniya b'karka. The Gemara says, "Hai lo techonim mifaele de'achi kama rachmana. Lo teten lahem chen." We have another drashah with lo techonim. Lo techonim is don't give the goyim hen. You know, to praise them. You can't come and say, oh, wow, what a handsome goy. What a nice guy. You can't do that. So therefore, you're telling me lo techonim is teaching me you cannot give them karga, lo tell them haniya. Don't give them a place to settle. But we have lo techonim for something else. Lo techonim nahem hen. So the Gemara says, imke demakra lo techonim. It should have written it with a vav. Melashon like chon. Chon is like chen. With a vav. My lo techonim. Why did it write it without a vav? So it's like shma mina tarti. We read it lo techonim is melashon chen, but it's spelled lo techanim melashon chaniya. So therefore, the missing of the vav. We learn both things. We learn chen, and we also learn chaniya bekarka. Yes. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, what do you mean? We still need it for another dirash. You're not allowed to give a goy, stab a gift. You can't give a goy matanat chanam. Do not give them matanat chanam. So how do you know these other dirashot? If the pasuk was coming to tell me only this, it would have said lo techinam, like that, lo techinam. My lo techonem, shmar mina kulehu. The lo techonem, the techonem is milashon chen. The lo techanem is milashon chaniya. And the fact that it didn't put a, also it's also milashon lo techinam, which teaches me it's free, that you cannot give them something chenam. So therefore, you have all three drashot in the pasuk. It's not clear exactly how the word is matched with all three things, but the Gemara is saying from the word lot techonem, we know three isurim. Tanya nameache lot techonem lot teten lahem chaniya bekarka. Davar acher lot techonem lot teten lahem chen. Davar acher lot techonem lot teten lahem matanat chena. So you have three items over here. Don't give them chen. Don't give them chaniya bekarka, and don't give them matanat chena. Look at Ashi. Tanya name. Fourth line. We learn all the derashot from the pasuk. First of all, don't give them a resting place in the land. For the fact that it didn't say tichonem, karibe techanam. Lo teten lahem chen, karibe lo tichonem. We read it tichonem, which is chen. Lashon chanina, v'ainu chen, matrat chanam, karibe lo techinam. Lashon chanam. So each way to read the pasuk is coming to teach you a different derasha. So comes the Gemara and says, umatanat chanam gufa. Wait, not so fast. Giving them matanot is not so simple. Matanat chanam to a goy, just to give them a gift, is not so simple. Tenae, it's actually a machloket amongst the tenaim. How do we know? The Tanya. Lo tochilu kol nevela. Right? We're not allowed to eat nevela. So what do you do with the nevela? Lager asher b'sha'arecha titenena. Give it to the ger. Who's the ger? It's not talking about a Jewish ger, because a ger, Jewish ger, cannot eat a nevela. It's talking about a ger, ger toshav, where he accepted upon himself the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. He's living amongst us. So the law is, what do you do with a nevela? Give it to the ger toshav, give it to the ger toshav. As what? A matanat, titenena, v'achala. Or it says sell it to the goy. If you read the pasuk like it's written, it sounds like to the ger toshav you can give it as a gift, but to the goy only selling it. Mashma what? That you can't give a gift to the goy. The Gemara says in the ela la ger benetina olovdek chamim bemechira. From the straight pasuk it sounds like ger toshav bematana. Goy b'mechira, lager b'mechira minayim. How do I know that I could sell it to the ger also? That I don't have to give it to him as a gift. I can even sell it to the ger. Tamud omar tetenena o machor. Which is, you read the pasuk like this. Lo tochilu kol nevela lager asher b'sha'arecha tetenena v'achala o machor. Which is, read it like that. That the machor is going back on the ger also. So the ger, you have two options. Ger, tenena or machor. Now the other way. How do I know that I can give it to a goy as a gift? Tamud omar, tetenena v'achala o machor lenochri. Which means, read the pasuk, start reading the pasuk from tetena. Tetena o machor lenochri. So therefore, both items apply to both the ger toshav and the goy. You can sell it to the goy, you give it the gift to the goy. You can sell it to the ger toshav, you give it them as a gift.
Nimsa ata omer, comes out echad ger ve'echad over kuchavim ben benetina ben memechira,
which means the two items. It says in the beginning of the pasuk ger, then it says untana and mechira, and then it says goy. So we're going to say that the two options apply to what's before it and what's after it. It applies to the ger and it applies to the nochri.
Gemara says that's the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer devarim kichtavam.
He said, read the pasuk like it says it.
Lager benetina ul'oved kukavim b'mechira.
The Gemara says, so we have a machloket. It means according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to give a gift to a goy, because the pasuk according to him is saying you can only sell it to the nochri, but you can't give it to him as a matana.
So the Gemara says, Shapir ka'amar Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir said good. Which is, what's that going to be? Rabbi Meir said that's very nice. We could say that both options are going back on both the ger and the goy.
Rabbi Yehuda amar lecha, isal kadada kedaka amar Rabbi Meir. If it was really going like Rabbi Meir, lichtov rachamana tetena v'achala umachor olamali.
Which is, why did it say
Machor. Or Machor sounds like it's another option that doesn't apply only to the Goy. Right? It's separate. Because if you would tell me both apply to both, it should say, Otana Umachor. Do both. The fact that it says Omachor is telling me that this applies to the Ger and the Omachor applies to the Nochri. Shema mina l'dvarim k'ktavam u'da'ata. It's coming to tell to me like it's written. That the Bimeir, according to me, why would it say O? According to the Bimeir, it should just say, Mechara and Netana Omachor. But we may hear all the Akdomen and Tina de Ger, the Mechirad of the Kochavim. He comes along and says, the reason why he says, oh, and the oh is coming to teach you preference. Better to give it as a matana to a Ger than to sell it to the Goy. The Akdomen and Tina de Ger, Mechirad of the Kochavim. If it would have said it, oh, it would teach me either option is equal. The fact that it says, oh, it's saying the option of giving it a gift to the Ger is better than giving it to as selling it to the Goy. Why is it better to give it to a gift as a Ger? As an incentive for him to continue to keep the seven mitzvot that he's doing. So better to give him as a gift, because he's keeping the seven mitzvot, than to give it as a, than to sell to the Goy. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda, kevan de Ger ata mitzuveh l'chayoto. Since anyway the Torah says we're obligated to give a Ger sustenance to survive. The Torah says, La hayoto and magia, you have to give the ger anyway sustenance. Uknaani ata mitzvah la hayoto. But a kenaani, a goy, you're not hayav to sustain him. Lagdim no sirikla. You don't have to tell me that it's better to give it to the ger than to sell to the goy. A goy, which we're talking about over here, kenaani, I have an obligation to support this guy. And I have an obligation to support him. So it's obvious that the ger, I have to give it to him before I sell it to the goy. So therefore, the only reason why it says the o is to tell me it's to separate. Ger benetina, the goy be mechira. So it comes out, we have a fantastic machloket over here. Can you give a goy a gift or not? Machloket be mechir and can be with that. Now, before we go further, look at that sheet. She's very important over here. She's just like this. לעובד כוכבים בנתינה מיניים תמוד אמרת תתננה או מכון הנוכרי ודרוש לתרוויו הנוכרי, which means learn that to the goy, according to me, you can do both to the goy. You can gift it to him and you can also sell it to him. דעידן ואני ככתבם אתה דעובד כוכבים אסוד למתנה. Now this is the key. If you're going to tell me that it's only אסוד, that my only option is to sell it to a goy and I can't give it to him as a gift, the pasuk should have said like this: Hachi avel lemichtav titenena va'achala lager asher b'sharecha o machol lenochri, which means from the fact that it put, look at me, look at the way the structure of the pasuk is: ger over here, nochri over here, and in the middle it says titenena o machor. So the Bibi says this tenena and machor is going back on ger and it's going back on nochri, because if it was only going back on nochri or ger, it would say like this: untana lager o machor lenochri. It would put netina first, then ger. So netina is going on ger, and then o machor lenochri. From the fact that it put ger, netina mechira nochri. So therefore I say that what? That the middle, the items is going back on both. That I could do both to the ger, I could do both to the nukri. So that's the machloket. Now, on this subject of giving gifts to the goyim, we need to analyze some subjects over here. Which goyim does this apply to? Say you cannot just give them a gift. So that's the subject of this Tosafot of here. Damar kera, lo te'orem, lo te'tenem aniyah bekarka. Okay, now look over here. It says like this: Darish namim ma'ay kera b'savuk shlo yiten lehem chen. You can't give a goy also compliments and praise him. V'shlo yiten lehem matanat chenam. V'stama demiltamayri b'chulu oved kochavim. Stama, it sounds like that all these laws apply to all the goyim. All these laws apply to all types of goyim. V'chen mashma b'sugyam b'samo v'kasher. דאי לא תחונם בשבע אומות דווקא כתיב דכתיב ובנשאל גויים רבים מפניך הביתי וכתיב לא תחלות להם בריף לא תחונם ולא תתחתם בם.
If you look at the pasuk where לא תחתם is written, it's written in the context of the seven goyim. כנעני, חיתי, אמורי, פריזי. Because over there it's talking about not being able to marry them. Now the only goyim we're not allowed to marry is the seven goyim. A regular goy that converts, we're allowed to marry. The Torah bans but for us to marry converts of the seven nations because they really attached to the Avodah Zarah. So again, the context of the Pasuk L'Techonem was written by the seven goyim. So now Tosfot's question is, do these applications apply only to the seven goyim? Or maybe I'll tell you, it sounds like it applies to
everyone. So go all the way down in the Tosafot. You see, his point. It says over here, right in the middle, he writes, Aval, Matanat Chinam, Venetinat Chin, Vahaniya, En Shum Tam Lehalek, Ben Shar Ovdek, Kavim Lezain Amemi.
That's the key. There's no Chiduk. When it comes to marrying them, we could say that it's a Chiduk because they're involved in Abu Dazara, they don't give the Abu Dazara up. But when it comes to all these other items, the Chaura, we don't want to sell to goy any karka, any goy in Israel. We don't want to give any goy a couple, we don't want to give them any gifts. So Tosfot holds that the law applies to all goyim across the Torah. Even though it's written in the context of seven nations, the law applies to all.
Okay. Now look at Tosfot has another question.
Those questions like this. According to the Shita that says Lo techone means do not give them matanat hannam. That's a suit. According to the Bihuda, I have a pasuk also that says what? That if I have a nevela, I'm not allowed to give the nevela to the goy. I can only sell it to the goy. Why do I need that pasuk for? If I have lo techonem, I already have a pasuk that says you cannot give them a gift. Why would I need a pasuk that says to the goy sell it? Of course, sell it to the goy because I have lo techonem. Why do I need two pasukim? So what answers to come and tell you according to the Yudah, you're going to transgress a lo ta'aseh and an aseh. Because the Torah says, لَنُخْرِي أُمَّخُرْ لَنُخْرِي. You have to sell it. That's a mitzvah ta'aseh. So therefore, the reason why you have two pesukim is, lo techonem, don't give them a gift, that's the don't. Sell it to them, that's the aseh. So if you have an aseh and a lo ta'aseh on this inyan of matanat,
okay, fine. Comes the Gemara and continues. Lo teten lahem chen. Lo techonem utin ma'am. We cannot compliment them. It says, "Misaya le'rab da'amarav asur adam shiomar kama na'e ovedet kuchavim zu."
You cannot come along and say, "Oh, how beautiful is this? Is this goy?
Is this goya?" You cannot say how handsome, how beautiful, how pretty she is. Meti ve'maase b'raban shemom gemliel shaya al gabe ma'ala barabbayit. It was on one of the steps by Harabbayit. V'ra'a ovedet kuchavim achat na'a biyotri. He saw a goya. She was very pretty. Amar, Marabu Ma'asich Hashem. Wow, God, your creation. It's amazing. How beautiful is your creation? Ve'af Rabbi Akiva Ra, Eshet Turnus Rufus, Arasha. Rabbi Akiva once saw the wife of Turnus Rufus. He was a Roman general. Ve'ak, Sahak Ubacha. He spit in front of her, he laughed in front of her, and he cried. Ra'ak, why do you spit in front of her? Shaita Ba'amati Pasruha.
You know where she came from. She came from a tipas with all the power that she had. She comes from a, like spit from a putrid seed.
Sahak, he left. Datita de megayira
benasivla, because he saw in the future she's going to convert, and he ended up marrying her. He saw that in the future, so he left.
Ubacha, why did he cry? The aishufra
bale afra. He saw that such a beautiful woman, beautiful edifice, is going to be buried one day in the ground.
So what do you see over here?
That they're praising the goyim, they're giving compliments to the goyim.
Verab udiyehu dekamo de. What are answers? That no, they were giving the praise to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which means they weren't complimenting the goya themselves. The compliment was to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which means that which Rav said that it's asur. These tenaim were Marabu Ma'asech Hashem. They weren't telling the goyah. They were talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And we know there's a mitzvah to praise God for all the creation.
How do you know that? They came with Amar Moraru Ebniyot Tovot. If a person sees nice creations, Omer Baruch Shekacha Barav Olamo. Bless God that He created this in the world. Not only people. Look at the bottom of Tosfot. בירושלמי אומר אפילו גמל נאה, סוס נאה, חמור נאה. אומר ברור שככה לא בעולם, even nice animals. So that's the difference. To go to the goy itself and say, oh, how pretty you are, how beautiful you are. לא תתן להם חן, you can't compliment them. But to go and see somebody that's very, very powerful, very strong or something, go and say, wow, מה רבוש, אתה בשם עולד. Then you're praising God, that's okay. So come on, say, wait, what are we talking about over here? But they were looking at women. How did Rabban Shimon get it? He saw a lady in the Rabbi Akiva. Are you allowed to look at the woman? Why? We have a problem. You have to protect yourself from all bad things. What does that mean? Shelo yistakil adam b'isha na'a b'afilu pinuya. A person cannot look at a girl, even if she is single. Be'eshit ish ve'afilu mechu'eret, a married lady, even if she's ugly, doesn't matter. She's eshit ish, it's a sasur. Ve'lo be'bigdeh sebal shel isha. And not only that, you cannot even look at the clothes, the colored clothes. Because why? That she says, she'zocheret ha'isha kemo she medubeshet b'em. When you look at the clothes, you remember the woman that was wearing the clothes. She'be'apin otam, ha'reh ha'chadash. You can't even look at the clothes when she's not wearing them. Clothes that she wore. It's going to be asur, because it's going to remind you of the girl. Ve'lo b'chamor, ve'lo b'chamora, ve'lo b'chazir, ve'lo b'chazira, ve'lo b'ofot b'zman she'nizkakim ze lazeh. Furthermore, now to look at animals when they're mating. Not donkeys when they're mating, not pigs when they're mating, not birds when they're mating. You don't want to lead to any type of hirur. Ve'afidu male'a inayim kemal'ach ha'mavet. Even if you're filled with eyes like the Malach HaMavet, what does that mean? Filled with eyes like the Malach HaMavet. So Mefarshim explain. Even if you have no options, which means wherever you turn, there's something there. There's a woman. There's a clothes. There's the even if your eyes, the eyes are like the Malach HaMavet. The eyes all over the place. It's everywhere. You have to control yourself not to look at it. Even if it's rampant, where the eyes is very easy for it to look like the eyes of the Malach HaMavet, where he's filled with eyeballs. Don't look. Control yourself. Now the Gemara goes to a side point. Amru alav al malach ha-mavet. They say on the malach ha-mavet, the angel of death, shekulo male einayim. He's all filled with eyeballs. Bishat b'tirato shel chole, at the time when a person is on his deathbed, omed me'al mirashotav. The malach ha-mavet stands over the head, v'harbo shelufa b'yado. And he has a sword in his hand. V'tipa shel marat teduyabo. And he has a drop of poison in his hand. That's what kills the person. The sick guy's lying down. Obviously, he looks up. He sees the Malach HaMavet on top of him. He gets scared. And he opens his mouth. And he drops the poison in his mouth. From that poison, the person dies. That's where the person decays. The decay. Spoiling happens from the that's where his face turns green. So that's my period. Kabbalah's question, how do these rabbis look at these women? You tell me you can't even look at the clothes of a lady. You should eat all this. Kabbalah answers, it was a corner, which means they weren't looking. They turned the corner and the girl was right there. Boom! He didn't have a chance to close his eyes. It happened suddenly. But you're right, if he's walking straight down the street, of course, you see someone coming, you close your eyes. It just happened suddenly. Kedin Zavitava. It was a corner. That's why you have to answer. Look at that sheet. Second line. Kedin Zavitava. Kesheponeli Amiru Nasmoli Kanez me Mavui le Mavui. When they're turning the corner from one Mavui to another Mavui, Upugain Zed Zebe Kedin Zavitava. They don't know Eota Merahog. He didn't see it coming from far that he was able to close his eyes. That's the way we have to say, Achamim saw these women. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to analyze this whole thing of looking at women and their clothes. You cannot look at the colored garments of a lady. Even if she's not wearing them, even if they're hanging on the wall, right? They're hanging on the clothesline. Asur. Amar Papa Ubmakir Ba'alehem. It's only when you know whose clothes they belong to. Meaning you know the woman that these clothes belong to. So when you look at the clothes, you're going to remember the lady that was wearing them. It's going to bring to a hirur. I'll prove it to you. It's meduyek. Why? Diktari velo bebegde seva. Isha. This is velo bebegde seva isha. Shel isha. It says the bigness of a woman. It's masu of a woman that is known. Velo keter velo bigness of onim. It doesn't say just woman's clothes. It doesn't say colored clothes. Shma mina must be. It's talking about the clothes of a woman that is known to you. Amar b'chazdav animile ba'atike. This is only talking about old garments. And she says shelat bashtam. She wore them already once. And you already saw her once dressed in those clothes. When you're going to look at it again, there's got to be a figure. You're going to remember her beauty. And only colored clothes, as she says. Colored clothes makes the lady look pretty. Regular clothes, like I guess white and things like that. Then I'm annoyed that enough for beauty. So yes, it's got to be two things. Got to be clothes that are old that she wore already, and it's got to be clothes that are colored garments that bring to herud. But are new clothes, which means even though you know who it belongs to, the clothes. That's the hadush. You know that these clothes belong to Mrs. So and so. But they're new garments, she never wore them yet. You have no problem to look at them. Good? The Gemara says, the Ido Temahachi, I'll prove it to you. Because if you're not going to tell me this is right, what I'm saying, Anan, mana le'ashpure hechi avinan. How do we ever bring new clothes to the tailor or to the cleaners? How come it's tekle? The tailor is looking at the garment. Which means, before the lady wears it, she drops off the clothes to the tailor. She drops it off to the cleaners. If you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to look at a garment of a lady that you know it belongs to, even if she never wore it, so then you can never send it to the tailor. So the Gemara says, that's no proof. That's no proof. Because I could say, really, the tailor is involved in his work. And since he's involved in his work, he doesn't pay attention with hidhud and stuff like that. Could be for a regular guy, it's a suit. Don't bring me that from the tailor. Maybe I'll tell you that what? A garment of a lady, as long as you know who it is, even if she never wore it before, for a regular guy, I can say it's a suit. Oh, you bring me a question from the tailor? The tailor's not thinking about that. He's involved in his work. And the Gemara brings a proof to that. The Gemara says, V'netamech, had amar v'yudah, min b'mino amuta lechnis k'mirchot b'shufuveret. You have a farmer. Min bimino. Two species, like species. It says he's allowed to take the zakhrut of the male and stick it into the nekavut of the female animal. Like machol b'shvoferet. Like taking the stick and putting it into the mascara tube. Which means he's actually allowed to do that. What do you mean? How come it's the kill? But he's looking at it. I thought we just said you're not to look at animal's mate. Now you tell me you can take the zakhrut and stick it into the nekevut. Ela, what are you going to say? He's involved in his work. He's not thinking about anything. He's working. And if I could say the same thing by the cleaners, then we have no da'ayah from the cleaners. The cleaners is different. Now, there's a big question in the Rishonim. Does that mean the Gemara fell off the halakha? Or they're just saying you have no proof? The Maaseh, we're going to say that you can't bring a proof from the cleaner's case, but the halakha is that the only time it's going to be asur to look at the garments is if the lady wore them already. But if the lady did not wear the garments yet, so then if it's new garments, it'll be mutar, because you don't attach it to the lady herself, because she didn't wear them yet. Amar mor. Now the Gemara goes back to the Malach HaMavet. Memena mit. From that drop of poison, the person dies. This is arguing on what Abu Shmuel taught us, the father of Shmuel. Amar Abu Shmuel, Amali Malach HaMavet. He says one time the Malach HaMavet told him, Ila de Aishina Nikara de Briyata. If I wasn't concerned about the dignity of the people, of the humans, Hava Barana Bet Shaita Kabehema. Which means saying like this. The Malach was saying, how do I kill people? I cut their signs. I cut the kane and the vision. I cut the windpipe and the esophagus. And if I didn't have a dignity, if I didn't care about the dignity, I would reveal it like they reveal it by an animal. When they slaughter an animal, what do? They pull the neck back so everybody can see that they slaughtered the kane and the vision. So the Malach HaMavet said, Tabu de Shmuel, if I didn't have mercy on the people and dignity for them, I just pull it out so everybody can see what I did. It's mashma that the person is dying not from the poison. he's dying because the Malach cuts the pipes.
Gemara says, Dilma ha'itipa me'adcha lehu l'simanim.
Right. Could be it's the poison that cuts the pipes. It's one and the same. He drops the mara into the guy, and that goes in the slitzia pipes.
No, machloket.
Memena masliyah. And it's from that poison that the body decays.
Isayale Rabbi Harina Barkana, the man of Harina Barkana, Amri Bera Barutzishlo Yasliyah, Meto, Yevchenu Alpana.
The person wants that his dead body, that his body will not decay, turn the body on its face before it dies. So the Malach HaMavik cannot put too much poison in his mouth. Because when he's lying straight up, he sees the Malach, he opens his mouth, boom, he sticks it in. But if he's lying on his face, he can't put so much in, so the body won't decay. That is not the Halakha, because when a person is a gosesh, he can't move the body anyway. He's just giving you theoretical. That theoretically, if a person would turn the body upside down, well, you can't do it. Because at that stage, the guy's a gosesh, and you can't even touch him. Of course, you get to turn him over. But just saying, theoretically, if you would turn the guy over, it would be less decay. Because less of the poison would go into his... Yeah, you have to say some poison will go in, because otherwise how's he dying? But less will go in, because he's facing down. Okay?
I see the taste.
That's all from this.
Comes the Gemara and says, okay, we continue.
Tal Rabbana.
V'nishmarta mikol davara.
Okay, keep from bed. Stay away from bed.
She'lo yarir adam bayo, v'yavod yidit tumah balayla.
The nishmarta means not only at the moment, but means you shouldn't come to thoughts during the day that will bring you to tum'ah at night. That's the nishmarta. You have to put like a fence up. Of course, don't go to make the avirah itself to go look at something and have to look at. But the nishmarta means zehirut, that you have to be careful even before it happens. Not the thoughts in the day that will bring you to tum'ah at night. Now we come to the famous saying of Ibn Hasban Ya'ir. From this saying of Ibn Hasban Ya'ir was written a book called Misilat Yesharim that explained that this statement of Ibn Hasban Ya'ir is actually the path of life. If you follow this advice of Ibn Hasban Ya'ir, this is the road that leads you to Olam Abba.
Mikan Amar Ibn Hasban Ya'ir Torah Mevi'ali De Zeirut.
Stop. Studying Torah, that's the first stage. Torah will bring you to Zehirut. Now we need to learn the way Rashi learns, and then we're going to explain the way the Misilat Yesharim Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato learned things. Rashi has a different way of learning each one of these items. Let's just read it all together first, okay?
Torah mevi'ali de Zehirut. Zehirut mevi'ali de Zerizut. Zerizut mevi'ali de Nikiyut. Nikiyut mevi'ali de Perishut. Perishut mevi'ali de Tahara. Tara mevi'ali de Hasidut, Hasidut mevi'ali de Anava, Anava mevi'ali de Yirat Chet, Yirat Chet mevi'ali de Kedusha, Kedusha mevi'ali de Ruach Hakodesh, Ruach Hakodesh mevi'ali de Tichayat Hamitim.
So these are the stages in the growth, one leads to another, and eventually you get to
Tichayat Hamitim.
Now let's go one at a time. Now before you go to one at a time, you have to understand, Mikan, from here, Rabbi Pinchas said, what he said. What did he see from what we just said to learn this concept over here? Which means that which you just told me, shouldn't have bad thoughts in the day, because it'll lead you to Tumat Keri at night. From that he said, Torah mevi'ali de Zehirut. That the Torah brings a person to Zehirut. Carefulness. Awareness. So the way he says it over here, look at Rashi. Zehirut. First of all, Torah.
You study Torah,
and you see how serious the commandments are and the precepts are.
Leave Zehirut, go to Zehirut. Kishavira ba liyado, Zahir lishamer shelo yikashel.
When the Avira comes to him, he's going to be Zahir, he's going to be careful not to fall.
Okay, he brings an ayah. What is this? What is Zerizud? Look at Rashi before that. Zerizud. Zariz v'nishmar kodem lachen. Shelo tavo avara liyado.
So according to Rashi, there's two things here. Zerizud is what? When the avara comes to your head on, you're careful. Zerizud is that you're careful even before the sin comes to you, that it won't come to you. That's like what you said over here. You don't wait until the sin comes to you. You don't even have thoughts during the day, so it won't lead you to
the avera of tumah at night. That's the nizut. That you're being careful even before the tumah comes to you. You're protecting yourself before the sin comes to you. So that's the gan of zeru. So that's what Rabbi Asbinya, when he saw this, he said, Torah brings to zeru. Zeru means when you're confronted with the sin itself. Zerizut is a high level where you're even working on yourself that you won't even come to the sin. That's the way that she knows. Mitzvah Yeshiva is a little different. You know, Zerut is, it'll keep you aware in order to make Hezbon. That you'll be able to start looking at your life, and you'll be able to see exactly what needs to be fixed. You have to learn Torah first, because you have to know what's Asur and what's Mutar to know exactly. So the Zerut is like Hezbon and Nefesh. It'll bring you to calculation. And then, that what? That's keeping you away from sins. The way the Mishnah Yeshiva learns is that's like from Sheva al Taseh, keeping away from sins. Zehirut. And then it'll bring you to Zehirizut, that's Kum Ba'aseh. To go do the mitzvot. Okay, what's the next level? Zehirizut bevi'alide nikiyut. Okay, nikiyut, as she says, naki be'enchet. Where eventually you will not have any sins. According to the Mishnah Yesharim, he learns. Zehirut we explained already. Zehirut we explained already. Nikiyut. Hiyot adam nakid de gamre mikol davar ra mikol chet, which is not only the obvious things. Zeirut is he gets rid of the weeds, the bad avirot. Then nikiyut you go back again, and now you start fine tuning even the small sins that are not so obvious. Zeirut is the obvious ones. So zeirut and nikiyut are connected. Zeirut you're weeding out the major items, and then nikiyut you're going back. And you're getting rid of some more dregs and things, but more fine. That's nikiyut. That's a higher level. And then nikiyut mevi'ali de perishut. Okay, perishut already is a different level. That's already things that are permissible. Now she says that as well. Af medavara mutar. Like one of the rabbis when they used to go to the they had a piece of meat. If the piece of meat had to get a ruling from a rabbi, he wouldn't eat it. If you had to bring it to the rabbi, it was a question on it, I'm not getting involved in that piece. I want to eat something that's questioned 100% without a she'elah. That's already a pity shoot. Okay? That's why I explained that. Being mahmir, even on more than you have to do. And then what do you have after pity shoot? Maybe any day tahara. Okay, what is tahara? That's a higher level than naki. Again, Another level of cleansing. It's like if you have a shirt with a stain on it, right? First time you clean it, okay, you get rid of the black. There's still a little, you see a little remnants of it. You clean it again, whiter. You clean it again. It's four levels of a perfection, right? So he says over here, Mishla Isharim, Tahara is Tarat Talib Ba Machshavot Mevakashat Ana Vetavot Gashmi. You cleanse yourself from that going after the Tavot, the physical desires. Which means, Pirishut already you did that. Pirishut already you punish even for permissible things. But now Tahara is, but even the little of Olam HaZeh that you have to take, you're working on yourself that you're not having any Hana'ah from it, it's only Lashem Shamayim. Say that? That's the high level. Okay, Tahara bevidei de Hasidut. Okay, Hasidut is what? Hasidut is above and beyond the letter of the law. That's what Mishnah Yesharim explains. Hasidut is, once already a person knows what Hashem wants, so now already you don't only want to do what he wants, you want to do more than he asks. Once already you get to understanding what Hashem wants from you, even though he told you this, but you know he would be happy if you would do even more, just like somebody you love, even though they're only asking you for this, but you know what they really want. And therefore the Hasid loves a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he does Lifnim Mishnat Adin, he even does. Boy, this is the idea of Chumrot. That's the Hasid is involved in Chumrot. And then what? Hasid really the Anava. Oh, see, Anava is a high level. Humility doesn't come until the end, until all these Madregot, which is humility. Anava really the Yiratchet. Yiratchet is a high level. It's fear of sin, not because you worry about punishment. Fear of sin because of who God is. You recognize how God is and how insignificant you are. So therefore, how could I sin? So a much higher level. Kedusha obviously is on a higher madrigal. She doesn't explain it, but according to this, the way they explain the inyan of the Kedusha,
as a high. Again, you're re-perfecting your physical. That even the physical pleasure they have in this world, you're finding it. They should not be for any personal benefit. And then what? Brings the Ruach HaKodesh. That brings the divine inspiration. And Ruach HaKodesh. Then already brings to the Inyan of the resurrection. So you see over here the Madrigot. So Gemara says, what's the highest of all the Madrigot? The Hasidut Gedola Mikuna. That's the main midah, Hasidut. Shnei Emar, as Dibarta Behazon La Hasidecha. When God speaks prophecy, who does he speak the prophecy to? The Hasidecha. So you see, the highest compliment to the prophet is what? That he's a Hasid. Ufnigat Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says about Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Anava Gedola Mikuna. Shnei Emar, Ruach Hashem Elohim Ala Ya'an Mashiach Hashem Uti Lebaser Anavim. God says, I'm going to bring the Geula. Lebaser is Besurat the Geula. The news of the Geula is going to come to who? To the humble people. Hasidim no Ne'emar. Don't say that the Geula is going to come to the Hasidim. Ela Anavim. Halamata Sha'anava Geula Mikuna. So Tosfot asks, but what does the rabbi with the Anava Pasuk do with the Hasid Pasuk? We just quoted a Pasuk that said, Al Dibata Bahazon Hasidecha. So he says, yeah. No, he doesn't argue. For prophecy, it's Hasid. But Geulah is a higher level. Redemption is the main thing. And who's the redemption going to be given through? Through the Anavim. You're right. Dibata, Lachazon, Hasidecha. But Baser is only for the Anava. It's an interesting point. We'll stop over here. Because that's really the... I saw a big chiddush on these. These are all the levels of Rabbi Perhas ben Yair. Torah, Mimeli, there's Zehirut, and Zehirut, and Zerizut, and all that over there. And if you take the first letter, each of these midot, starting from Torah, to Zehirut, to Zerizut, and to Nekiyut, and to Hasidut, and so on and so forth, the gematria of the first letters of these saying is also the same numerical value of the Rashi Tevot of the ten sefirot. Keter, Chochmah, Binah, Chesed, Geburah, Teferet, Nesah, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Which means really, Rabbi Perhas ben Yair was giving us a way to connect to the Sefirot as well, to get to the highest level of the Keter as well. You shouldn't think that this is just according to the Pshat, that these levels will be, this is the way the Mesidai Shneem was a Mekuban, the Moshe Haim Nutzato. And he's telling you this is the Derech, how to get, climb the ladder. Without this, you cannot get there. That's why the Sefer Mesidai Shneem is the most important books are, because it tells you how to get there, how to get to the Keter. The Keter is Ruach HaKodesh, the Chet HaMetim, you can resurrect the dead. So therefore, this is something that I used to learn Mesidai Shneem with a great rabbi in Eretz Yisrael of Chaim Brim. And every time we would close the Sefer, after we learned it, he would say, tomorrow morning when you get to Modim, in the Amidah, Modim Anacholach, you have to thank Hashem and Modim that he sent us a rabbi called Rav Moshe Haim Nutzato to explain us the Mesidai Shneem, the road of life.